Welcome to the Cambridge City Podcast. Final score here is Cambridge City 1, Shepshed Dynamo 4. A first half that promised so much, lots of chances to City, but second half we just fell foul and Shepshed got the ball and took their chances, I suppose. Joined by Robbie. Robbie, I think this fixture aside, it'd be fair to say there's some pressure on you as a manager. What's your sort of response to the critics that are out there?
Look, there's always pressure. I put more than enough pressure on myself, and so does Theo and Midge. You know, we want nothing more than to have the best players playing for Cambridge City. We do this, you know, not for financial gain, not for anything other than the club means a hell of a lot to us. And, you know, we've had 9-10 years of extremely difficult times. And each year, it gets more and more difficult. Now, you know, I'm not sitting here making excuses or anything like that. But, you know, we are backed by a family that have backed this football club. You know, the trust do amazing things and they help support the club. But the family of the Satchels, you know, we'd be dead and buried without them. Now, they fund our budget. Now, they're also funding a project at Sawston that has spiralled out of control with regards to costings. Now, we just need a football team that is competitive to go into Sawston so that we can play off a level field then. You know, we find it extremely difficult. We're training at Trumpington for an hour, two nights a week. We watch games every night of the week and we're out there watching players locally to see if they can step up and play in our football club. Now, you know, in the summer we lost Jared, somebody who was a massive, massive player for us. You know, we've lost Ryan Ingrey, who, you know, he's still with us, but he's not played a minute of football all season. Scott Bridges has been injured. You know, we've only just got our goalkeeper back. You know, Taylor Parr's injured. You know, we're missing lots of key players. You know, and I'll add to that Ryan Swift, another player that we've lost. And, you know, we brought Benny Nolan in to help give us better numbers and better options in the wide areas. Now, look, for me, this means the world to me as a football job and as a job in general. I give up a hell of a lot of time to be the best that I can be. I'm not, you know, there's lots of faults that I have. But one thing that I do know is that I love this football club and, you know, we will do everything in our power to make us as competitive as we can. Now, is the squad as strong as last year? I don't think it is. You know, because of losing key players and having key players out injured for a long period of time has hampered us a little bit. Now, you know, we don't want to be in the position where your Soames, your Histons, your Wisbeaches have found themselves. So, you know, I ask people for, you know, you've had a lot of disappointment over the last 9-10 years. I get that. But it's, you know, I feel that same disappointment and sadness when we're playing at step four. You know, we're not that club of the 1990s, the 1980s, where we were up the pyramid and we had our own ground and we had our own facilities and everything was bright and breezy. You know, we're at Histon. You know, we're struggling at the moment because, you know, we are financially backed by a family that, you know, continue to back this football club. And, you know, we have to be careful, not what we wish for, but it's a period of time where we all need to come together and for the good of this football club, sort of stick together. And, you know, there is brighter things in the horizon, but you have to believe in it. You have to look forward because when we get to Sawston, hopefully, you know, we'll be on a playing field with every other club at this level, you know, and the financial backing from the Satchels, it still might be there, but it's not paying for, you know, buses, it's, you know, yeah, training facilities, all of that sort of stuff.
I think people, and this is no disrespect to some of the fans that have made comments, which fans are perfectly entitled to do, I think people don't realise the amount of money it costs to run a football club now. renting the ground, renting the training facilities, paying players, everything that, that costs money, and all the things. The only thing we really make money on is people coming through the gate, and obviously that's dwindled slightly, and that affects the playing budget as well. And look, I know the work you do outside the club, and I know you wear your heart on your sleeve when it comes to the football club, and you want better things. If we look at some of the players that have come in, there have been some real positives. I thought Ben Nolan today, a lot of pressure on him when he had to drop to right back, and I think he managed it well. I think the players have, there's definitely the ability out there. I think confidence is lacking, and I think that's something that's really hard to get back.
Yeah, look, on the back of this, we've 4 unbeaten. I know we lost on penalties, but we've drawn a game 0-0 at Hinckley. The 3 before that, we've won and we've drawn. So we are, the group is very fragile. You know, they're very young. A lot of the lads in there are very young, and they, you know, when you dominate games like we did first half and we don't take our chances, it's difficult for them to, you know, keep that momentum up going in the second half. And look, we stepped off it for 5 minutes and they score, and it's difficult for them because of where they are mentally to keep trying to keep getting higher and higher in that confidence part of it. But you know, they're great lads, they're great to work with, but we need to start taking chances. You know, we can't keep missing chances and giving up opportunities when we're on such top form in the first half. And you know, in aspect to Benny Nolan, you know, we lost another one, you know, Bradley Goffard after a minute and a half. You know, another disappointing, you know, piece of work for us to have to deal with. But you know, Benny's a great lad, and he's somebody that we've earmarked for a long time, and we knew that it would take him some time to get going, but he's got going, and he's exceptional for us, and he's a very big standout. He's still only 19, 20 years old. You know, he's still a baby, and he's not played an awful lot of football. He's been in and out at Mildenhall, and we see a lot in him that we like. You know, Rolfie and Barnsley, you know, they're both different types of forwards, but when we want to play two up there, they're both very similar, that they just run and chase, and we lack that Ryan Ingrey sort of focal point at times. You know, so there's lots coming back. Now, it's maybe going to get worse before it gets better in terms of, you know, what we've got available to us now. You know, we've lost two more today. Isaac's limped off with a really sore ankle. So, you know, numbers are short. But like I say, we've got a week now to our next game. And, you know, it's time to, you know, like I say, I do wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm very passionate about this football club. And like I say, I do it because I love being involved in this football club, and it's an amazing football club to be a part of. And you know, I'm forever grateful for the opportunity Kev and the board have given me, and the backing that they have given me. So you know, I want to be here for the long term. I want to, you know, get out of rented accommodation and get into our own home. You know, and that's where, you know, I'm judged every moment of the last 5 years. It's been an incredibly difficult 5 years, having to ship between St Ives and Histon, and you know. But you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and the future is very bright for this football club.
Yeah, I think other managers looking in might think you picked a bit of a poison chalice choosing City. But I mean, personally, we speak quite often, and I know what it means to you to be involved in the football club. What would your message be to those that are doubting at the moment? A quick sort of soundbite of what would you say?
Well, I'd just say there's no one out there better than I am currently. I definitely agree with how I feel. I don't think there's, you know, I give up a lot of time. I'm involved in lots of aspects at the football club, and I don't see anyone out there that's at this moment in time better to do the job.
Yeah, I think that's the thing people don't see. They only see Robbie Nightingale on the touchline on a Saturday or a Wednesday evening. Yeah. Obviously, I get to see you at the under-18s matches. You travel to Heybridge on Wednesday night, down at Sawston, giving us advice on the pitch and stuff like that. Training facilities, it's a huge amount of things. What do you say to the team to pick them up ahead of next week?
You know, we take the positives from the first half. You know, we dominated large parts. There's lots to be positive about. You know, a couple of those decisions that happened that went against us, you know, that's gone now. We have to pick ourselves up, stick together, and the group in there are a very, very good group of lads. Now, they're hurting very much right now. Now, you know, we've had some really frank and open words about the second half not being good enough, but they'll come back and they'll respond because they, like myself, love this football club and love being a part of it. So they will be back next Saturday, giving their all and making sure we turn around this result and performance and get a positive 3 points.
I think that's all we can ask for. Cheers, Robbie.
Cheers. Thanks, Chris.
For all the latest news on Cambridge City Football Club, visit our website www.cambridgecityfc.com or any of our social media channels.